Yo, 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 what's happening, y'all? This is CeeLo Green, Closet Freak, Freedom Fighter, and you're connected to thewakeupshow.com.
This next guest, man, I really feel good to sit next to. He's been around for a while with us, man. We've been holding hands in business for quite some time, and this man's very respected. You know, one of the pioneers of the Southern hip-hop movement. You know, you may know him from Goody Mob, the Dungeon Family. I'm talking about my man CeeLo is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man? Sway?
How you been, brother?
I'm blessed.
Good to have you back, man.
Thank you for having me.
Outkast, when they first came out back in the day, and then kind of like introduced the rest of the Dungeon Family. I know you guys have been putting it down for probably quite some time before that.
Right.
You know, and you guys kind of brought the South to the rest of the world's attention, man.
Right.
You know, and now it seems like everybody has embraced the South. But what you're doing now is slightly different from what you did in the day. I mean, are you at least a little bit worried that people might not receive it the same?
No, not exactly, because I do believe that even in its indifference, man, it's a continuation, you know what I'm saying, of the same revolutionary spirit that Goody Mob and Dungeon Family have reveled in for quite some time. I mean, like, it's still against the grain. I have yet to conform, you know, to try to fit in or follow, you know what I'm saying? It's still off the beaten path, man, and so... And it's expressive and it's honest and it's where I'm at. And it's the expounded version of the many things I've been hitting at for all these years. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So my singing is full-fledged singing and, you know, my emceeing is still, you know what I'm saying, as treacherous as ever. So
you got six flows, right?
Yeah. So I left no rock unturned with the album.
Uh-huh.
I was able to incorporate all that I am into this album and, you know, the complete thought of it. You know what I'm saying?
Probably if you had to... put an adjective on your music, what would it be?
Soul power.
And do you think you're going to really change that whole spectrum of what people consider whatever Southern rap is that you want to call it? I mean, do you think you're coming to change it again, or is that even your intent?
Not entirely. I mean, you know, I just believe that artistically it's a crime to the canvas to paint the same picture over and over and over again.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a third one today, bro. We gotta,
You know, so it's about me being an addition, you know what I'm saying, and offering an alternative, you know what I'm saying, and giving back that power of choice to people and establishing balance within the marketplace. You know, if it's too single-minded and too one-sided, that's all. I mean, like, you know, Jesus, you know, like, it's, you know, I'm just tired of music being heartless. Music is not supposed to be synonymous with lack of emotion. It's supposed to be bursting and overflowing with emotion, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm bringing that honesty back, you know what I'm saying? And you know, how, you know, to display and vocalize your vulnerabilities, you know what I'm saying? Like, how it dubs as a strength also. So, like, when you see Closet Freak, there's nothing punk or passive about me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it actually take nuts to do what I do.
Does take a lot of courage, bro.
So, like, I'm a soldier, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a soldier, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, tell the album, what's the title of the album?
The title of the album is called CeeLo Green and His Perfect Imperfections.
Perfect Imperfections.
Yeah.
You're an honest man.
Yes, next chapter.
Wasn't that funky?
I like that. CeeLo Green,
that.
Perfect Imperfections.
I love him for that, man.
That stuff makes me happy. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
No, that's the kind of stuff that you go, yeah. I want three autographs.
Okay.
Goody Mob. Primo KRS-One. That's it. That's all you need, man.
Whoa. That's a pretty devastating list.
Say that again.
That was Goody Mob. Primo.
Uh-huh.
KRS-One. It's the only three autographs I've ever owned in my life.
Wow.
That's all I need.
I just met Primo for the first time.
Really?
Did you get his autograph?
Nah, I got his two-way.
Alright. That's some modern stuff right there.
I got his two-way.
I'm just a fan. I'm not gonna get
a
two-way.
I'm very much a fan.
I'm ready to go.
No doubt, man. Maybe y'all work together sometime in the future.
That'd be something, right?
That's all about?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what, CeeLo, you my man and all. You know, I travel around the country just to see you perform and everything.
Nonetheless.
But man, you still at, you know, you with us, man. That's the next chapter, wakeupshow.com. As you may know, we got policies here, man.
Come on.
Anytime MC's stack to the mic, you gotta catch Wreck to fill the raft. DJ Revolution, Carmelita, Sway or King Tech. And the raft is coming down hard in the new millennium, CeeLo. You ain't been here yet.
I know something.
You forgot, you know. You ready?
Can I do a piece of poetry or something?
Yeah.
Turn my mic up.
Turn your mic up.
Hello?
Can you hear?
Yeah. In the beginning there was none other than the original people, skin blackened from the sun. But somewhere along the line I broke the laws of the divine, and a curse placed on the soul of mine. Pale became the color on my face, feeling out of place amongst the people of my race. Filled with hate, I moved to a colder climate, intercourse with animals and raw flesh was AIDS. Filth and disease, sub-zero degrees, with Satan's blood in my veins didn't freeze. This hatred that I have for you, it runs deeper than your skin. I hate the one who put me in this position that I'm in, until I realize the powers of evil. Anything I have to do, I will. I steal, kill, and destroy. Went home to Africa looking for slaves to employ. Blue eyes, lies, and a smile was my only decoy. Snatch you up from your roots. What good is a spirit when I have this new invention that shoots? Brought you here, then deceived you. I change and rearrange everything that you have ever believed true. My soul is cold as ice is. I sold you for prices. You were hung from trees for sacrifices. Well, through the blood, sweat, tears, and pain, God's spirit and y'all still remain. Which is actually more than I got. But I have a mansion and a yacht. The plot is making you think that it's about what it's not. With precision, I tell you lies through television. Distort your religion, wrap you up in materialism. How could you kill your own? Don't you see? You're learning to act just like me. But be more aware that the truth is there. I tell you all the time, but you don't care. But not all of you. There are a few that get into themselves and books on shelves and learn something new. And once they know, they become so powerful. But many don't have the means nor the inspiration to go to school. And I know they hate it, but you can't get a decent job unless you're properly educated. But educated about what? It seems to me that thus far, you've only learned about who we are. Isn't that funny? You'll give a school all your money for what you think you need, but it's never guaranteed. The misled mislead you. Your faith has been broken, provoking you to do whatever will feed you. Well, I front you some cooked cocaine in plain plastic sacks to sell to your fellow blacks. And why the foundation of your people cracks. You try to resist, but I won't stop until you don't exist. It's strong though, I give you that. But you must be stupid as hell to be that strong and still be where you at. And you still don't have a clue. I am who I am because of nuts like you. Piece of poetry.
Wow. That was like,
I try not to rhyme, but I try to have a point, so I did do something written.
Oh, you had a point.
Yeah.
That might go down. He got another one. I'm sure he does.
So you letting him go with this?
No, me, Tech. That may be one of the most profound verses that we've ever had in the history of our show.
I didn't take up too much time.
No.